Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Imagine a world where artificial intelligence not only defends against cyber threats, but does so almost autonomously, freeing up human teams to focus on strategic tasks. Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, March 24th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Microsoft's groundbreaking new AI agents designed to tackle security challenges. Let's dive in. Microsoft is stepping up its game in cybersecurity by introducing 6 new artificial intelligence agents to aid overwhelmed security teams. These AI agents are a part of Microsoft's Security Copilot, which was launched last year to integrate chatbot technology into cybersecurity. Now, Microsoft is enhancing this platform with agents that can autonomously handle tasks like triaging phishing and data loss alerts, prioritizing critical incidents, and monitoring for vulnerabilities. These AI agents, available in preview next month, are designed to ease the load on human security teams by taking over high-volume tasks. Vasu Jakhal, Corporate Vice President of Microsoft Security, highlights that these agents seamlessly integrate with Microsoft security solutions, allowing teams to handle more threats efficiently. In addition to its own AI agents, Microsoft is collaborating with partners like OneTrust, Aviatrix, BlueVoyant, Tanium, and Fletch to expand its capabilities. This collaboration enables third-party security agents to perform specialized tasks, such as analyzing data breaches or conducting root cause analysis of network failures. But it's not just about new agents. Microsoft is also enhancing its phishing protection within Microsoft Teams. Starting next month, Microsoft Defender for Office 365 will provide Teams users with improved protection against phishing and other cyber threats, including malicious URLs and attachments. With these advancements, Microsoft is not only providing tools for immediate security challenges, but is also setting the stage for future innovations in AI-driven cybersecurity. It's an exciting time in the field, and these developments are just the beginning of what Microsoft has planned for its Microsoft Secure event on April 9th. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. OpenAI's advanced voice mode is getting a major upgrade, making its AI voice assistant more personable and less interruptive. This is big news for those who use ChatGPT for real-time conversations. Imagine having a chat where the AI doesn't cut you off when you pause to think or take a breath. That's what OpenAI is aiming for with its latest update. Manuka Strada, who works as a post-training researcher at OpenAI, shared these exciting changes in a video on the company's social media channels. The update addresses a common frustration with AI voice assistants, those pesky interruptions when users take a moment to gather their thoughts. With the new version of Advanced Voice Mode, free users of ChatGPT can now enjoy uninterrupted pauses during their conversations with the AI. And it gets better for paying users. Subscribers to OpenAI's Plus, Teams, Edu, Business, and Pro tiers will experience even fewer interruptions. But that's not all. They'll also notice an improved personality in the voice assistant. According to an OpenAI spokesperson, the new AI voice assistant is designed to be more direct, engaging, concise, specific, and creative in its responses. These improvements come at a time when competition in the AI voice assistant space is heating up. Startups like Sesame, backed by Andreessen Horowitz and founded by Oculus co-founder Brendan Irriby, are making waves with their natural-sounding AI assistants, Maya and Miles. Even larger companies like Amazon are stepping up their game with plans to release an advanced version of Alexa powered by a large language model. Here's a fascinating development in the world of artificial general intelligence. The ARC Prize Foundation, co-founded by AI researcher François Chollet, has introduced a new test called ARCAGE-2. This test is designed to measure the general intelligence of leading AI models and it's proving to be quite the challenge. In fact, most AI models have been stumped by it. To give you an idea of the difficulty, models like OpenAI's O1 Pro and DeepSeek's R1 scored between just 1 and 1.3% on ARCAGI2. Meanwhile, powerful non-reasoning models, including GPT-4.5 and Gemini 2.0 Flash, also struggled, scoring around 1%. These results are pretty surprising, especially when you consider that human panels scored an average of 60%. So what makes ARCAGI2 so tough? The test consists of puzzle-like problems where AI has to identify visual patterns from different colored squares and generate the correct answer grid. It's designed to push AI to adapt to new problems it hasn't encountered before, preventing reliance on brute force or extensive computing power. François Chollet highlighted that the test aims to measure not just problem-solving ability, but also the efficiency with which these capabilities are acquired and deployed. This focus on efficiency is a shift from the previous ARCAGI1, which some criticized for allowing models to use brute force strategies. The challenge now is to achieve 85% accuracy on ARCAGI2 while spending no more than 42 cents per task. It's a tall order, but it could lead to significant advancements in how we understand and develop artificial general intelligence. The tech industry is buzzing about the need for new benchmarks, like ARCAGI2, to truly measure AI's progress, especially in areas like creativity. This test could be a game changer in how we evaluate and push the boundaries of AI. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. Microsoft's new security AI agents are set to revolutionize cybersecurity by easing the load on human teams, and the ARCAGI2 test is challenging AI models in ways we haven't seen before. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.